The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Pep Philpott. Haiti's unelected prime minister is bowing to pressure. Ariel Henry says he will step down to save his country overwhelmed by violent gangs. Anna Cunningham has more.
In a video, Ariel Henry said there was an agreement to set up a presidential transitional council that will govern. Henry became Haiti's acting leader in July 2021 when Colombian mercenaries assassinated the country's president, Jovenel Moïse. Today, Henry has had little alternative but to stand down after 10 days of increasing chaos and violence. Gangs joined forces to oust him, setting police stations on fire, storming ports and prisons, and laying siege to Haiti's international airport. What happens next may well depend on the powerful gang leader Jimmy Charizier, a former police officer known by his nickname Barbecue. Holding an impromptu news conference on the streets, gun in hand, he said it's up to Haitians to decide who governs the country. Anna Cunningham for CBC News, London.
After days of delay, a charity ship laden with food for Gaza has left port in Cyprus. The vessel is towing a barge with 200 tons of food for beleaguered Palestinians. The UN estimates a quarter of the population in Gaza is on the brink of starvation. Humanitarian groups and others have repeatedly accused Israel of not doing enough to help aid reach the people, but Israel says it's the UN's fault. It had been hoped Open Arms would set sail over the past weekend, but authorization and technical issues kept it moored until today. The implementation of a new law is stirring up controversy in India. It gives citizenship to several religious minority groups that fled other countries. But there is a notable exception. Salima Shivji has more from Mumbai.
The Citizenship Amendment Act gives Indian nationality to Hindus, Parsis, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains and Christians who fled several Muslim-majority countries before December 2014. But it does not give that right to Muslims. There were cheers and celebrations from some. We're so happy. Thanks to the Modi government, our prayers have been answered, says Madan Lal, a Hindu who came to India from Pakistan 14 years ago. But there were also protests in Assam, a northeastern state bordering Bangladesh, where the citizenship law has been particularly contentious. Opposition parties are questioning the timing. D. Raja is the general secretary of the Communist Party of India.
Nothing but to divide the people, create tension among the people at the time of elections.
Security has been increased across the country, with the contentious law now in force. Salima Shivji, CBC News, Mumbai.
And speaking of elections, the U.S. primary season continues with four more states holding votes today. And both Republicans and Democrats could firm up their presidential nominees for November's election. Here's Steve Futterman.
Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump still technically do not have enough delegates. Tonight, that could change. Primaries in four states, Georgia, Mississippi, Washington, and Hawaii, are taking place today. Biden and Trump are on the campaign trail. This weekend, each made brief appearances in Georgia, not so much to get votes today, but to get votes in November. Biden won Georgia in 2020. It's a key state. He wants to do it again.
3 years ago, you helped the Democratic ticket and won Georgia presidential election for the first time in 30 years.
Trump still suggests it was he, not Biden, who won Georgia. He was there this weekend, too.
Now we're just days away from officially clinching the Republican nomination for President of the United States of America.
Although Trump will win all four elections today, it will be interesting to see how many Republicans still refuse to vote for him. Steve Futterman for CBC News, Los Angeles.
And that's your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Pep Philpott.